Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know how to get involved. 412-928-9370. You dial me up. I'll put you right on the air. I'm sure you've got takes. You've got some frustration you'd like to burn off. You can do so with me, and you can do it on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley. That's my name. I am Adam Crowley. The early morning show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. We heard Mike Tomlin there in the headline. Definitively no, he says, when asked about making a quarterback change. And we knew this. We knew he was going to be slow here in making a quarterback change. He preached patience in his Tuesday press conference. He told Bob Pompeiani on the Mike Tomlin show, yeah, he's not even thinking about making a quarterback change right now. It's not on his mind. And then after the game, again, definitively no. Mike Tomlin is cruising towards his first ever losing season. We're only three games in. You're not going to win more games than you lose with this offense. It's not going to happen. And much was made this offseason, nationally, locally, about Mike Tomlin's record, never having a losing season. And a lot of that was tied, of course, to Ben Roethlisberger. You had the Duck Hodges year, the Mason Rudolph year, Tweedledee and Tweedleduck, where the Steelers somehow found their way to 8-8. I thought it was a hell of a coaching job by Mike Tomlin. They had a chance to make the playoffs with the worst quarterback situation that I'd ever seen. So Mike Tomlin, to me, is a great coach. Never have a losing season. That matters to me. Not as much as playoff victories, but yes, it does matter. Being relevant for every single week of your coaching career in the playoff race, except for one, that does matter to me. As a fan, I'd like my team to be in it. But the question is always going to be, Mike Tomlin, can you do it without Ben? And if Mike Tomlin has his first ever losing season after Ben Roethlisberger walks out the door, those shouts, those screams, those people with the pitchforks and torches, they're only going to get louder. And Mike Tomlin is going to deserve every last bit of criticism if he does not make a quarterback change. And I'm talking about right flipping now. This offense cannot win in the NFL. This offense is a joke. Didn't turn the football over, Mitch Trubisky. 20 of 32, only got sacked one time. That's the name of the game for the Steelers, right? Just don't turn the ball over and you're going to win. That's not good enough. It's not. You put up 17 points offensively. You're not going to beat anybody in the NFL that way. Not even with this defense. And we'll get to the defense in a little bit. You're not going to beat a single team in the NFL if you're averaging 17 points a game. And Mike Tomlin's going to have to wear it when they do have a losing season if he does not go to Kenny Pickett here in the near future. Was Mitch Trubisky horrendous last night? No, he didn't turn the ball over. But the offense at large is awful. And if Mike Tomlin doesn't do something about it, then all the criticism from this offseason, all the speculative criticism from this offseason is going to be warranted. You can't win without Ben. Well, here you go. You've got your opportunity. Make a change to Kenny Pickett now, and I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to have to wear it so much. But you can't keep doing the same thing and expect that your offense is all of a sudden magically going to become an offense. You can't sprinkle magic fairy dust on this and just expect, oh, we're going to be better. No, you've got to do something to be better. And what you got to do is you got to insert the rookie. I don't know that he's going to be better than Mitch Trubisky. I don't know that Kenny Pickett can put a team on his back. He's a first-round pick. I expect great things from Kenny Pickett. I don't know that he can do great things, especially not in year one, especially not with this offensive coordinator. But if Mike Tomlin dies and falls on this sword and they don't have a winning season, he's going to have to wear it. And he deserves to be criticized then more than he's ever been criticized in this town. Because you can't continue to do this. Enroll Mitch Trubisky out there and put up 17 points a game. They scored just one offensive touchdown in each of the first two games. They scored two in this game. Ooh, it ain't enough. And they went a little bit more up-tempo in this game. I thought that they were committed to the run a little bit more in this game. There were some brighter spots for the offense. We saw Pat Freiermuth catch a couple of balls over the middle of the field late in the game. That was new. That's nice to see. They took a shot to George Pickens. He made maybe the greatest catch I've ever seen. More of that, please. So maybe there was a step in the right direction for the offense last night. But isn't that in and of itself a joke? When you can say that last night's offensive performance was probably a step forward? Mike Tomlin's got to do something. Or else all the speculative criticism that came into this year is going to be warranted when on the backside of this, they finish with a losing record. 412-928-9370. We open it up to the callers. What's up? You're first up here on the early morning show.
Oh, my God. Is that quarterback terrible? I'm sorry.
The offense sucks, man. The offense sucks so bad that I felt like I needed to hold my nose the entire time I was watching the game.
If we're Pickens making a miraculous catch, they would have one catch. I think one or two over 20 yards, right?
And I saw my man Chris Carter, who's really in on the tape stuff. He's a really smart dude. He said that there was actually a receiver wide open in the middle of the field that would have been an easier play. Now,
he doesn't even see in the field.
Mitch Trubisky's not seeing the field. You're 100% right about that, and I've been dead wrong on Mitch Trubisky.
If he's not open, he just doesn't know what to do with the ball.
And you know what he does? Thank you so much for the call. He runs out of the pocket too early. He doesn't see the field. He does keep his eyes downfield when he's running. Sometimes I think that's to his detriment. I thought Mitch Trubisky would be better than this. I thought Mitch Trubisky would be better than Ben Roethlisberger was last year, and he simply has not been. Mitch Trubisky has not been good enough. And it's time for me, a guy who was on the Trubisky train, to admit that I was wrong, pull the cord, and you go with Kenny Pickett from here on out. What do you have to lose? You're going to lose to the damn Jets next week. Joe Flacco proved he can put up points on this crap-ass Cleveland back end of the defense. And the Steelers couldn't. It's time to go to Kenny Pickett. And if Mike Tomlin doesn't, when they wind up having a losing season this year, he's going to have to wear it. Because maybe the solution isn't Kenny Pickett. Maybe there is no solution to curing the Matt Canada offense. Perhaps there's nothing they can do, but they sure as you know what need to try something. And that something is you let that long, flowing, locked hair Kenny Pickett run onto the field and lead the team out there against the New York Jets in 10 days. It simply must happen. You are under 500. You lost to a team that doesn't have Deshaun Watson. You lost to the New England Patriots that are so far from glory, Bill Belichick doesn't even seem like the same coach. And after the New York Jets, you've got an absolute murderer's row of a schedule. And if this offense continues to perform the way that it is, you're looking at 1-7 or 2-6. You've got to do something different. And if Mike Tomlin doesn't, he's derelict of duty, and he says he's not going to. Good morning. It's the early morning show.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Just a little quick comment. I don't think it's a quarterback issue. I think it's a Matt Canada issue.
You might be right. You might be right.
If you put Kenny in there right now with Matt Canada's offense, I think that's going to ruin them. That's just my opinion.
What's your name, my man?
My name is Dan.
Dan, I appreciate the call. I think you could be dead ass right here. And Kenny Pickett could go in and it's Matt Canada's offense and it doesn't look any better. But you just know they're not going to fire the offensive coordinator. They're not going to do it. So the one thing they can do is play your first round pick. So even if it doesn't look better, at least you have to try. 412-928-9370. What's up? You're on the early morning show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to say, I think that we're putting too much blame on Trubisky. I think there's a lot of other issues with the offense. You look at the lack of the running game. You look at receivers dropping passes. You know, I think it's not all on Trubisky.
You know what? I do think you're right about that, and I think it kind of speaks to Dan's point who just called in. What's your name, dude?
Brian from Jefferson Hills.
Brian, I really appreciate the call, man. Thank you. I don't think it's all on Mitch Trubisky, but I don't know what else you can do to spark this offense other than make a quarterback switch. Like when the Penguins traded Phil Kessel away, it wasn't because Phil Kessel was the cause of all their problems and playoff flameouts. He wasn't a scapegoat, but you needed to change something to see if you could get some different results. It's not all on Mitch Trubisky. He has not been good enough. Simply put, has not been good enough. It's not all on him. But you have to do something different. And the one thing you can do is play the guy you picked 20th overall, the first quarterback taken in the draft. I mean, I'd probably play Jaylen Warren a little bit more. I'd make a concerted effort to get the ball to George Pickens, and I'd tell my quarterback, hey, we're going to throw the ball this guy's way 10 times a game, and we're going to see what happens there. Those are some things that I would try to do. I would also open up the middle of the field. It's amazing how it was there at the end of the game with Pat Freiermuth. Those are some things that I would tweak. But this offense doesn't need tweaking. It needs to be burnt down, and something drastic has to happen. And the drastic thing that can happen is Kenny Pickett be inserted at quarterback. And if Mike Tomlin doesn't do it, again, he's derelict of duty. They're not going to win another game over this stretch here with this offense playing the way it is. I'm not so sure they're going to beat the Jets next week with this kind of offense. Good morning. You're on the early morning show.
Hey, Crown Man. I was just going to say, I mean, everybody's talking smack on this offensive line. I'm actually quite impressed with what I've been seeing with the offensive line. And then, I mean, you have Mitch Trubisky. He doesn't want to throw to anybody. He doesn't want to throw anybody open. Pickens had to go out of his way to make that grab. He doesn't want to make the anticipated throw. I mean, what are you going to lose when you bring in Pickett? At least you'll have the saying that, oh, he's a rookie. He's still learning. I mean, Trubisky's been sitting in here trying to look like Ben, and you're not going to get that. You're not going to win with that.
Yeah.
You've got to go with Pickett.
If you're going to be patient, quote, unquote, and thank you for the call, with Mitch Trubisky, and these are going to be the results, just be patient with Kenny Pickett. Let him go out there and learn. Do you think the offense isn't going to put up two touchdowns in a game with Kenny Pickett? Is it going to be worse than this? Maybe it is. Maybe he turns the ball over more than Mitch Trubisky has. I don't know. I don't think that would be the case. But at this point, you know you suck offensively. It's three games plus last year. You're not a good offensive football team. So do something different, and even if you continue to not be an offensive football team, at least you haven't left any bullets in the chamber. 412-928-9370, that's the number. You can hit me on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley. We'll get to a whole bunch of your calls over the course of the program here. I'm now seeing the still shot, thanks to Stiz on Twitter, of the Mitch Trubisky throw to George Pickens. And it's a hell of a catch, obviously, by Pickens. And I'm okay with Mitch Trubisky taking shots. I can't see who the player is in the middle of the field. Wide open. Much easier throw than the one he made to Pickens. And if he gives that man the ball in the middle of the field, I think it's Chase Claypool. He might actually have a bigger play than Pickens. It's easier. It's lower risk. It's a higher percent success rate throwing the ball there. And it still might be a bigger play. So I can't put all of it on Canada. I can't put all of it on Mitch Trubisky. What I can say is you've got to change something. And you've got a guy sitting on the bench holding one of those Microsoft tablets, whatever it is, who you picked in the first round, might be a good time to dust that guy off and get him in the game. 412-928-9370. The phone line's blowing up. I will get to as many of you as I can after the break, so sit tight. It's the early morning show, 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the early morning show, 93.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Crowley. Steelers lose to the Browns last night, 29-17. Final touchdown sure meant something to a lot of us. Way to go, Steelers. Wonderful job by you. Let's go to Rob. He's next up on the program. Hey, man.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, why is everybody trying to blame this on Kenny Pickett?
What do you mean, Kenny Pickett?
Trubisky. Oh, Trubisky, yeah. Why is everybody trying to – I mean, did you see the game? They couldn't stop. If they had gave the ball to Nick Chubb 40 times, they had 200 yards. And Jacoby Brissett looked like a – he looked like a first-round pick.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he played – he didn't play good, but like I told somebody earlier when they were saying, you know, going, Trubisky last week, if Kenny Pickett came from Illinois or Memphis, they wouldn't be wanting him to get in the game right now.
Oh, I think they
doing that because he came from.
No, man, I think they would right now. He's a first-round pick, and this offense is putrid. They're averaging 18 points a game. I don't care where the quarterback's from. He's a first-round pick. You're going to want him at this point. I want him at this point. And it's not all on Mitch Trubisky. I'm not putting it all on Mitch Trubisky. I'm not putting it all on Matt Canada. Everyone shares a piece of this. But something has to change or else this season's down the tubes. And so the only course of action you can make is either you can fire the offensive coordinator or you can put in your first-round pick. Or both. I'm putting in the first-round pick. Let's go to Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, brother. A lot of your callers covered a lot what I wanted to say, but
sure.
They haven't said this. Number 30 got to be in the game, too, bro.
Big time.
I mean, if you want to spark that kid, man, every time he – touches the ball, something happens, man. So,
this is why.
Hey, we love Najee. He's running harder, but 30, man. As far as Pickett, I heard a caller say this too. Look, we all love Kenny Pickett, but like, are they going to, at least they took the shackles off of Trubisky a little bit. Are they going to stymie? Are they going to like stunt his growth, make him afraid? Kenny Pickett's like ready to roll, man. You get somebody in there that like makes him afraid to make a move, that might set him back more than four. So I have mixed feelings on Kenny Pickett.
Well, so
I mean, we know he's going to be on man, but
I don't want to speak for Doran, and thank you for the call, but I believe Doran brought this up yesterday, and I think it's a really good point. Kenny Pickett's not going to get ruined by playing more NFL games. Ideally, you go in, and yeah, you're a rookie. You might struggle, but you're going to get better, and the way you get better is by playing. And the way this offense could get better is by changing something. Because doing the same thing over and over again ain't yielding any different results. Jaylen Warren, and this is why I love to open it up to callers, especially on a day after a game, because there's so much to get to and I'm going to miss things. Jaylen Warren is an explosive mother trucker. I mean, that guy is an absolute dude. And what a find he is by the Steelers. My man's got to play more. And I thought Najee Harris looked better and healthier in this game than he has at any point this season. But Jaylen Warren still looks more explosive to me. And Najee Harris, he can't be totally healthy. He just simply can't be. But we're trying to find ways to get this offense moving in the right direction. How about you play your effective players? And when Jaylen Warren's in the game, Jaylen Warren makes a difference. Now, he did have the fumble, and they were lucky that it didn't cost them. I don't care. I can't be afraid of mistakes. Mike Tomlin's terrified of mistakes. Matt Canada's terrified of mistakes. And they beat it into Mitch Trubisky to the point where he's terrified of mistakes. Okay, so Jaylen Warren fumbles. He's also a spark to the offense, an offense that desperately needs one. That dude can play. So, play him. Find a way to get him onto the field. Motion Najee out into the slot. He's supposed to be this great receiver, and he is. Motion him out into the slot. Have Jaylen Warren in the backfield. Make the opposition account for both guys. Whatever. Be creative. Get Jaylen Warren on the field a lot more. Do something different. I'm here for any and all suggestions. Previous caller brought up the defense. They didn't stop the run well enough. They deserve blame for this loss. Of course they do. But gave up 22 points. There was the fumble at the end that cost the Steelers a touchdown. 22 points, yeah, you get bludgeoned with the run. Yeah, Cleveland had the ball, it felt like, all night. You don't have TJ Watt. You give up 22 points defensively. It's kind of like last week. You share the blame, but with an average NFL offense, you win the game. I want to puke. What's up here on the early morning show?
How are you?
My man.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say a couple things. I just started listening this morning. You said that the offense is averaging 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
What is he actually averaging if you take away the pick six in week one?
Great point.
Short field position, you know, due to takeaways this year. You know, that plays a big part in offense scoring points.
You could have called up, buddy, and told me that the Steelers' offense was actually averaging 0 points or like 5 points, and I just would have been like, yeah, you're right. You're probably right. You don't even need to give me a real stat. I probably would have believed it. Anything you could say about this offense struggling, I just would buy at this point. You know what they did, though? They scored a first-half touchdown. Baby steps. Let's go.
I got one more thing. I didn't know if you guys talked about this yet. I mean, the offense was a little bit stagnant when opportunities present itself, such as third and two, Deontay Johnson had dropped. Also, the big drop through his hands down the left side of the field. You know, those are drive killers, field position changers. You know, when we have such a bad offense, you got to make the most of those opportunities. And, you know, everyone wants to praise DJ as a top 15 receiver, but in big-time moments and those opportunities, he's got to make those catches as a Steelers fan.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to go full bore into criticizing him because in a huge moment in overtime, he went up and made that one-handed catch and got his feet down and looked every bit as good, if not better, than AB in his prime. But yeah, you're right. When you're fighting for everything out there because you suck so bad, and they do, you do have to make the routine plays. And it was a hell of a ball by Mitch Trubisky down the left sideline. And DJ's got to make that play. You have to make that play. And he couldn't. 412-928-9370. It's only a 40-minute show, so a lot's going to get left on the table here. I know that on the morning show proper, every single angle of this game is going to be hit. So do stick around, because there's much to digest, and we will hit every last possible angle. I'll try to squeeze in a few more calls on the other side of this. It's the early morning show. Pittsburgh is mad. Pittsburgh should be mad. It's 93.7 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. It's supposed to be chilly again today, but should be sunny. I've mismanaged the clock terribly here. Got about 2 minutes left to go before the Fan Morning Show pre-show. You know there's going to be Steelers reaction all morning long on the morning show proper. Jaylen Warren needs to be in the game more. George Pickens needs to be targeted a whole bunch more. If you're not going to make a quarterback change, and they should, even though it's not all Mitch Trubisky's fault, you've got to start attacking the middle of the field. You've got to be more up-tempo. They did some of that in the game, and again, they were successful with it. Those are the things you need to do if you're not going to make a quarterback change. or if you're not going to make a coordinator change. You've got to alter some of the things, obviously, you're doing on offense, whether it's personnel or scheme related. I thought that Mitch Trubisky was more comfortable running the football in this game. He scored a touchdown, in fact, doing so. I want to see more of that. Steelers had a design keep and run for him. I like that. I want to see more of that. And then you're just going to need to convert some more third downs. In the first half, the Steelers didn't face many third downs, just three, because they were converting on earlier downs. That's important. You got to possess the ball more, too. But I have zero faith in any of these things happening. It's why you've got to make a quarterback change here. It's why you've got to do something different. I can say all the things that I want to see, and I do think we saw some of those things in this game. It was probably their best offensive performance of the season, arguably, I guess. Not that that's a high bar. But the improvement's not happening rapidly enough, and the season could be going down the tubes in short order here. It kind of already is. Fan Morning Show pre-show next. Going to be a fire morning, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.